Welcome to Lunchtime Classics on Classical 90.5, broadcasting live from our performance studio in downtown Louisville. And hello, welcome. I'm Alan Brandt, and this is Lunchtime Classics. We are live in the performance studio here at Classical 90.5. We're very glad to welcome back Dr. David Hedrick, who's been here in many forms, but his latest form is with the staff of Campbellsville University, and he dragged a group of fine string musicians all the way up from Campbellsville University to perform with us today from a program that he presented in a talk and a performance just a while back that he can tell you more about. But without further ado, let's welcome Dr. David Hedrick and the string ensemble from Campbellsville University.
Ah, the voice of bygone days. Thank you very much. This music that you're hearing today is primarily the songs that I did in a lecture recital last month at Campbellsville University on the music and life of Stephen Collins Foster. So we'll be doing most of the songs and one instrumental piece from that lecture recital, but I'm not going to lecture very much today. I want to get right to the music. The song you just heard was Foster's first published parlor ballad, specifically about the death of a young woman or girl. The next selection is Slumber, My Darling, published in 1862. It's written in a traditional rocking 6/8 rhythm. A mother watches over her baby with angels to fill the dark void with thy dreamy delight.
Will shield thee from
When I did the lecture recital at Campbellsville University, I had one of our piano faculty members to assist me, and I would sing part of the song as Foster wrote it and the way it was published. And then we would do these arrangements, which happened to be my arrangements, by the way. And I thought it would add a little more interest to hear the songs done by Foster in a different format. I did not change the melody or the words in any way, only the style of playing. The next song is called Our Bright Summer Days Are Gone. It was published in 1861. It was one of four songs that brought to a climax the theme of home, where a solitary singer reflects on his distant home or a hollow echo of his loneliness.
And grief to part,
Thank you. Those songs may not have been very familiar to you. Stephen Foster wrote over 250 songs. Many of them are familiar to the American public and to other countries. I know when I visited Japan a few years ago, they used Stephen Foster's songs to teach English. So their students actually knew more about Stephen Foster's music and who he was than our own students here in America. However, this next song you will definitely recognize. It was published in 1864. And even though it was published after his death, it was not his last song. The song seems to review and cap the life of Foster and perhaps recall his fondness of the 1850s bel canto opera, Beautiful Dreamer. Thank you. Foster not only wrote songs and hymns, he also wrote several instrumental pieces. And we would like to have the string players to play one of those for you now. It's called Quadrille Number 3 from a work entitled Village Festival. It was published in 1854, and quadrilles were often performed and danced exuberantly, which was kind of contrary to Foster's songwriting nature. Perhaps he gave in to social pressures to make a living. Quadrille Number 3. I have an old home in Campbellsville. It's over 100 years old. I can kind of see people dancing in the parlor while a group like this was playing. I would like to introduce these players for you. On first violin is Sungman Lee. On second violin is Jun Kim. On viola is Marcus Silva. Cello is Felix Borges. And on bass is Jane Caldwell. Except for our bass player, these are students at Campbellsville. Our normal bass player had a concert this morning and couldn't attend, so I imposed on one of our bass players from the orchestra who works on the university campus and has had lots of experience playing in orchestras and is a very fine bassist, and I appreciate her coming and being with us today. I would like to tell you a little bit about Stephen Foster. He was the ninth child of William B. and Eliza T. Foster's 10 children, and there was a son fathered by William before the marriage and later raised as their oldest child. He was born on July 4th, 1826, in a white cottage high on the hillside above the Allegheny River in Lawrenceville, east of Pittsburgh. The 10th child died as an infant, leaving Stephen as the baby of the family, to be indulged by older brothers and sisters. He was musically literate. He probably received some formal music training from a German immigrant, Henry Kleber, who was an accomplished and versatile musician who eventually exerted a major influence on Pittsburgh's musical life as a performer, composer, music merchant, impresario, and teacher. The next song I would like to do for you is also very well known. It's the artfulness or the artistry of this song lies in the music, in the illusion of movement by the piano accompaniment through alternating soft hymn-like chords, gently rippling arpeggios, and music box tinkle. The song was published in 1854. It's entitled Genie with the Light Brown Hair. Dance on her way. My interest in Stephen Foster and his music began when I became a cast member of Stephen Foster's Story, which is now called Stephen Foster the Musical. I have spent the last 36 seasons with Stephen Foster the Musical and served as associate musical director. And I did a lot of studying of Foster's music, a lot of studying of the music for the show, as it was written by Isaac Van Grove. And I've come to love Stephen Foster's music, as have many people when they get to hear it. A lot of people don't hear much of Stephen Foster's music these days, and unfortunately, it's not even taught a whole lot in our schools. One of the most complex pieces that Foster ever wrote, according to musical historians, is a piece entitled Come Where My Love Lies Dreaming, published in 1855. This particular piece was played by a brass quartet at Foster's funeral, gotten together by Henry Klaber. And it's labeled a serenade, and it's his first through-composed composition with a middle eight section of new material. It echoes of Schubert and Rossini with his sumptuous intertwining harmonies. Come where my love lies dreaming.
Of thine. is her slumber, thoughts bright and free, dance through her dreams like gushing melody. Light is her young heart, might may it be. Come where my love lies dreaming. Dreaming, love hours. Dreaming, love.
I think one of the most beautiful songs Foster wrote is Gentle Annie, published in 1856. If there was a real life Annie, she may have been Annie Jenkins, a neighbor whose child was struck and killed by a wagon, or perhaps Annie Evans, a Foster cousin who died after a long illness. Thank you. I'd like to mention briefly about Campbellsville University. I'm part of my job at Campbellsville is to recruit, and I go out on Tuesdays and Thursdays and speak to high school students, telling them a little bit about our school and especially our School of Music. It is only one of two schools of music that is accredited by the National Association of Schools of Music, Asbury being the other. And we have a very strong program. In fact, we just instituted the doctoral program in music this fall. And it's a great place to teach, and I think from what I hear from the students, an excellent place to go to school, and a small university that gives a large university curriculum. So I hope you will look it up on the website, encourage your friends and your students to at least look at Campbellsville University. The last song I would like to do for you is very familiar to you. On January 13, 1864, Foster died at the age of 37 with 38 cents in his pocket and a penciled scrap of paper that read, "Dear Friends and Gentle Hearts." His brother Henry described the accident in the New York Theater District Hotel that led to his death. Confined to bed for days by a persistent fever, Stephen tried to call a chambermaid but collapsed, falling against the wash basin next to his bed and shattering it, which gouged his head. It took 3 hours to get him to the hospital, and in that era, before transfusions and antibiotics, he succumbed after 3 days. Foster songs have remained popular because of the images and themes that recur in Foster's own song text that reflects his sensitivity to deeply felt human values, the sanctity of family, the comfort of friends and loved ones as one grows old, the necessity of determining one's own future, and the right to live in dignity and die in peace. Millions of people throughout the world over many generations have sung and shared those images, images which continue to reflect our values today. And in the majority of his best-known song, it is blacks living under slavery who voices these dreams and values for all humankind. My Old Kentucky Home was published in 1853. The song was inspired by an abolitionist novel written by Harriet Beecher Stowe, Uncle Tom's Cabin, and expresses deep sympathy for enslaved African Americans. When I conceived this particular song, I thought of perhaps a sunrise over the hills of Kentucky and the beauty of our own state. And so I've kind of written that into the introduction and hope you enjoy My Old Kentucky Home.
Lunchtime Classics here on Classical 90.5. Dr. David Hedrick presenting and singing with the Campbellsville University Strings, the music of Stephen Foster. Dr. David, do you have anything coming up that you'd like to announce? Anything?
Well, I personally am scheduling a recital for January the 28th, which will be more of a standard recital, although it's kind of different also. I'm doing a set of songs from 15th and 16th century Italian art songs with strings accompanying, and 20th century composers. So I'm working on that and hope I can do it the 28th of January. I went to check on dates for this next spring's concerts, and it is really filling up. So that was about the earliest, latest date I could get. Everything else is pretty much filled up. We have many concerts and recitals going on at the university between now and Christmas time, including our tapestry, and where we present all of the ensembles in the university. You can find all of those programs on our website, Campbellsville University, and we encourage you to come down. It's only about an hour and a half drive from here. Beautiful country is a gorgeous drive coming up today, and we encourage you to find out more about this, what I call a gem in the hills, because a lot of people have no clue what this school has to offer, where it's located, and it is absolutely a fantastic university. Mm-hmm. So, and I also appreciate you allowing us to come back and to perform on WUOL.
That's always our pleasure, and we're already talking about getting the group back before our season ends, so we'll hope to be able to announce that on our website. But I do want to mention that I thought the arrangements were particularly sensitive to the originals, and well done. Really enjoyed the arrangements.
Thank you.
And also your musicians. Thank you all for being here. Dr. David Hedrick and the Campbellsville University Strings. We've got a full schedule for Lunchtime Classics through the remainder of the year and beyond, so check out WUOL.org and click on Lunchtime Classics for that. Until then, we'll see you next time. Thanks to Andrew High, who was our engineer for today's program. See you next time.